Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
President Obama advances gender confusion and erodes privacy with a new proposed personnel rule. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this unbelievable situation here, Matt, because this now is one of the things that Barack Obama said he was going to do. He's going to do by executive order what he couldn't get done through Congress. Well, this is essentially that, although it's a policy manual. It's the Office of Personnel Management Diversity Guidebook, and it's about so-called transsexualism, or as they call it, transgenderism, within the employment of all people who work in the federal government.
Yeah, we're talking about men in skirts here. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Let's just not beat around the bush with all the PC nonsense that the left likes to use, transgender, transsexual. We're talking about men in skirts and high heels and lipstick that want to go in, some of them because they get their jollies doing it, others because they're completely and utterly sexually confused. They want to go in and use the ladies' showers and the ladies' locker rooms, whether or not they're biologically still, or whether or not they've had a surgery to cosmetically make them appear more like a female, which they never do. I mean, people can pretty much look and still tell this is a man that he's gone under the knife. It's really sad. But here, President Obama and this Obama administration talk about the war on women. They have now officially made for federal employees sexual harassment the law of the land. This creates an environment where now women cannot even comfortably use a bathroom or the showering facilities and locker facilities without fear that some man, leering man, is going to be there in the locker room or the bathrooms along with them. And that is sexual harassment, because if they feel harassed and made uncomfortable by that, sexual harassment is a subjective analysis here. They're being sexually harassed. Talk about the war on women. This President Obama has launched one.
Yeah, and it could well be men in skirts, as you mentioned, but it could be men in a suit,
because it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all what's in your head. And you could have a man who thinks in his mind that he wants to be a woman, or you could have a man who's very comfortable with his maleness. Either way, they both want to use the women's restroom for different reasons. One, because the person thinks that he wants to be a woman, and the other, because the person wants to see women in a state of undress. Mm-hmm. You're not going to know who's who, because you have to let them use whatever restroom they choose.
You can't be a mind reader to see if they have a prurient interest in a perversion
do you really think you're a woman, or are you a man that just wants to get in there and see women? If you even ask them the question,
You're discriminating.
Here's some of the language from this guideline that has just been released. It says transgender individuals are people with a gender identity that is different from the sex assigned to them at birth. Now, the DSM, or the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual, that psychologists and psychiatrists use, say that it is a gender identity
disorder.
In other words, it is a mental disorder.
Although they've softened that in the DSM-5 now to call it gender dysphoria, because the LGBT activists pushed again because they didn't like the stigma.
They didn't like the word disorder.
Right, disorder.
So then you go on here, and it says also that it requires employees, it says, continued intentional misuse of the employee's new name and pronouns and references to the employee's former gender by managers, supervisors, or coworkers may undermine the employee's therapeutic treatment. Such misuse may also be a breach of the employee's privacy and may create a risk of harm to the employee. So if you have worked now for 10 years with Joe, and you're used to calling him Joe, and he's a he, and now Joe wants to be called Josephine and wants to be referred to as a she, and you slip up and say, hey, Joe, how you – oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I mean Josephine. You know, you're in violation of these ridiculous orders. that have just been put out by this Obama administration. And they also say, well, some people go as far as having plastic surgery and hormones, so they actually try to make themselves look like the opposite sex. And others don't. But either way, it doesn't really matter. Whatever they have in their head, that's what you ought to protect. And they also say, you know, this one piece of statement here, a transgender individual, there are people with a gender identity that is different from the sex assigned to them when at birth. Wait a minute. They're just like thinking, okay, assigned? I guess you come out of your mom's womb and the doctor says, oh, this one's male, oh, this one's female. I'm going to assign a sex to this. Well, if you don't like what the doctor, quote unquote, assigned to you, then you can change it. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it was assigned to you at the moment of conception.
Yeah.
Not at the time that you were
born.
At the
chromosomal level.
I mean, you don't have a baby in the womb where you see a sonogram and you say, oh, that's a male because I can identify this as a male. What are we going to assign it at birth?
Congratulations, you're having a transgender. You don't hear that. It's the theater of the absurd, Matt.
How can people even take this seriously?
It boggles the mind, but that is what you're dealing with when you deal with liberalism / progressivism, which is rooted in relativism that actually imagines, it's so delusional, Matt, that it actually imagines that a person is assigned, just kind of arbitrarily assigned sex at birth.
It's when you're in line and you got a card. Oh, I'm male, you're female. Okay, if you don't like that,
hey, you want to trade?
Yeah, you want to change it later on?
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's so subjective that it's gender identity or expression, and it can change from a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, because Joe can all of a sudden decide Joe wants to be Josephine, and then after being Josephine for a while decides, hey, I don't really like this. I'm going to go back to being Joe again. And actually, there are people who have had this gender identity disorder that have wanted to be of the other sex. They've gone through hormone treatments where they take the opposite hormone in higher dosages, and they've gone through plastic surgery to remove their breast or whatever they want to do, depending upon their sex. And then later, they decided, that was a mistake. I want to go back. In fact, Johns Hopkins University was the first institution in the United States that did what's called sex reassignment surgeries, or SRS, which essentially is just plastic surgery and hormone treatments. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's no difference. You can't really change your sex. You can make your appearance look different. You can have hormones to have certain things in your body manifest a little differently, but it's dangerous health-wise. Well, Johns Hopkins University being the first, they backed away from it, because they said that there was no benefit in it. And some people decided to revert back to their original sex. And one of the physicians who was in charge of it gave a saying that says, you don't do liposuction on an anorexic.
Yeah.
Somebody comes in with a mental condition of lipo or of anorexia. You don't say, well, we need to do liposuction on you so we can suck out some of the fat that you really don't have.
Yeah,
because that's what you think in your mind.
How can, you know, progressives, LGBT activists look at themselves in the mirror and not just crack up, believing that actually believing this nonsense? It's the theater of the absurd, Matt, and it's, well, I've often said that it's the Emperor's New Clothes meets George Orwell. You know, the story of the Emperor's New Clothes, where he thinks he's got a fancy suit on, but he's running around naked, and nobody has the guts to say anything about it, so they all just pretend that the emperor really has this neat new set of clothes, which he doesn't. But it's George Orwell comes in because it's the state, this Obama administration, under threat of losing your job and everything else, actually forcing everybody else to engage this Emperor's New Clothes delusion and to pretend that Joe is Josephina and to force people to lie, because that's what you're doing. If you call a man a woman or a Josephina, you're lying. And what about people who, you know, actually follow what the Bible says and say, I'm not going to lie to this individual and help facilitate this delusion?
Well, and you know, one of the things this personnel guideline says is that you have to respect the privacy of these so-called transgenders or transsexuals. But what about the privacy of the women that have a right to privacy in the restroom? They have an expectation that when they go there, it would be privacy, and they would only have women in there, not men. And now these women will have men in the restroom, and they ultimately will be affected in significant ways. This is absurd. You know, we need elections do matter, and that's why Liberty Counsel has been going to pastors around the country. I just spoke to about 800 to 900 pastors and leaders in Texas. Before that, 750 in Florida. We're doing that around the country. We have a DVD that we're sending out to about 150,000 pastors around the country and churches. You can be a part of that to get this information out about what pastors and churches can do to speak up on biblical and moral issues and get involved in the political process. Ask for our Pastors and Patriots DVD so that you can help us get this out to the country.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.